Welcome. If you're listening to this, there's probably a conversation that's on your heart, or maybe it's been sitting quietly in the back of your mind. Perhaps it's with someone on your team, a colleague, a direct report, another leader, a client, or maybe even a family member. I wonder if it's a conversation you have been avoiding. It could even be maybe one you're avoiding with yourself. Whatever brought you here today, I'm truly glad. I'm happy to have you. Take a deep breath and gently breathe it out. Woo. Inhale and exhale. Welcome to this audio, and for the next few minutes, nothing else needs to be solved. You're not going anywhere. There's no to-do list. Nothing needs to be fixed. Simply allow this moment to create a little more overflow. There's something I want you to remember. A conversation isn't what is draining your energy. I think it's the fact that you're carrying it around. So let's put it down just for a moment. Take a deep breath. If you imagine the person you're about to meet with, notice what comes to mind. Without judging yourself, simply just notice. What story have you been telling yourself about this conversation? What assumptions are you making? What emotions are you carrying about this conversation? Now, with love and respect, gently remind yourself of something pretty important. This person is not wired. They're not built like you. They don't have your strengths, your talents. My belief is that they probably don't see the world as you do. They certainly don't see the world through your experiences. They have hopes and fears for sure. They have pressures, they have blind spots, and they have dreams as you do. Can you consider preparing for this conversation that, you know, maybe you're not preparing to win the conversation? Think of it as you're preparing to build a bridge. And I think each of you is building your own side of the bridge. So take a deep breath and ask yourself, what outcome do I truly hope for? What outcome do I truly hope for? Not just for me, but for both of us. If this conversation could go even better than I could imagine, what's possible? If you promote the relationship you have with this person into the next 6 months, 6 months from now, or a year from now, and you've had this conversation, how might this conversation strengthen the trust, not weaken it? So here's a reminder. Great leaders, in my opinion, I believe, don't enter conversations with all the answers. They enter with curiosity. So what are you curious about? What haven't you asked? What might this person need me to understand? What have I assumed? What have I assumed as obvious? And maybe even I've assumed it so much that I've never really clearly communicated it. Gosh, what truth needs to be spoken with kindness? Just remember, you don't need the perfect words. I think you need an open mind, an open heart, a willingness to listen. The goal isn't to prove. The goal is to create understanding, to open lines of communication, to replace assumptions with clarity, to shift from defensiveness to curiosity, and really truly to replace the silence with connection. How do you picture yourself walking out of this conversation? Do you imagine yourself feeling proud? Not that it went perfectly, but that you are proud of how you showed up. How you showed up as a leader, calm, thoughtful, kind, courageous, clear, authentic. That's what I think leading from overflow looks like. I hope that after this conversation, you want to celebrate yourself. Again, not because it was easy, but because you chose courage over avoiding. When you think about the accountability that we are both 100% responsible for this conversation. And the tip I would add is that while you may prepare the facts, the expectations, the curious questions that you want to ask to open the lines of communication, to set a clear vision, the other person is also equally 100% responsible for their role, for their contribution, for their ideas, and they may need time, so they may need to come back to you, you know, sort of at the end of the day or the next morning. And both are accountable to the roles that we play. We're both 100% responsible for the conversation. Step into the conversation. I think it's helpful to remember something pretty brilliant about your brain, that when emotions get high, when emotions rise, we can shift into protection mode. And we, if you think about emotional intelligence and the amygdala hijack, we lose access to our logical sort of prefrontal cortex brain. When emotions raise up, when emotions get going, it may narrow your thinking. It may speed up your reaction. And suddenly, instead of curiosity, you feel a sense of certainty. You rush to urgency, to explain, rather than listening, rather than connecting. And so this is the amygdala hijack, your brain trying to keep you safe. So really preparing, thinking about that internal calm, how you stay present. Maybe it is jotting the notes, jotting the facts, jotting your vision and your expectations, and maybe you're even reading from it, so that when the conversation becomes uncomfortable, you have your notes, you have your prepared, you have your questions, So if it becomes harder to listen, harder to stay curious, or harder to respond, you have your notes, you have the words. You will be strong enough to have a better conversation, a thoughtful, kind, curious conversation. So one, who am I as a leader? Who do I want to be in this conversation? Two, what outcome do I hope we can create together? And three, what questions could help bridge the conversation, open the lines of communication, rather than building a wall? So my recommendation is find your favorite writing utensil, your pen or your pencil and a notebook, and actually write, not type. My recommendation is write in a notebook or on a blank piece of paper. Who do I want to be? So really thinking about myself as a leader, my strengths, my talents, who do I want to be? What is 100% your responsibility in this conversation? Two, what outcome am I hoping this open communication will create, that we can create together? And it's not necessarily you giving all the answers, because the other person is also equally resourceful. So what is the outcome, the expectations, and the outcome I'm hoping that we will create? Not necessarily all the how we will get there. What's your vision? And three, what questions do you want to write down that will help open the lines of communication, building this bridge, my side of the bridge, and hoping they will build their side of the bridge, rather than building a wall or a podium, you know, that you're standing at, that you are declaring. This is opening the lines of communication. This is overflow. This is the philosophy. This is the practice. And then I hope you celebrate yourself. I hope you celebrate yourself by taking a walk or getting your favorite cup of coffee, spending time in nature, listening to music, laughing with someone you love, or maybe writing quietly in your journal. Whatever it is that fires up your soul and refuels your energy. Because leadership isn't only about giving your best to others. It's about protecting our own energy and allowing ourselves to show up. Because the more you refill, re-energize your own cup, the more you have to give. Overflow is how you choose to live and lead, and I would say love every day. Thank you for spending a few minutes with me. I believe in you. Okay, go build a bridge. One conversation, I would say one empowering conversation at a time. I believe in you.